it's time for...
All Sweet.
Did you hear what the lady said?
I said, All Sweet. All Sweet is the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. Swift's All Sweet Margarine invites you to Meet the Meat. It's morning in the little white house with the green shutters. Peggy has eaten her breakfast and is looking forward to school. Louis has eaten his breakfast and is looking forward to lunch. Agatha is looking forward to the chances of getting Mortimer to look forward to breakfast.
Mortimer, breakfast is ready. Mortimer, where are you?
Shh, I'm over here, Agatha. Shh, don't make sound.
Mortimer, what's the matter with you? Have you been reading those mystery comic books of Louis?
There it stands, Agatha.
Where?
Here on the dining room table. History in the making.
Mortimer, what are you talking about?
The plans.
What plans?
Shh. Keep your voice down, Agatha. There, on the table. Professor Higgins' plans for the PX-3.
What in the world, PX-3?
Agatha, a new invention that's going to revolutionize the automotive industry.
Oh?
Yes. Mr. Barker gave me the plans last night so I could return them to Professor Higgins this morning. Nobody has seen them yet except Professor Higgins, who invented the PX-3, and Mr. Barker, who's going to manufacture it. In fact, Mr. Barker warned me not to even dare peek at it. Agatha, I'm going to anyway.
Oh, Mortimer.
I'll just take the rubber band off like that and unroll it like this and... Agatha, there it is. Look, Agatha, look.
Why, it's nothing but a lot of wheels and lines and arrows. I don't understand it at all.
What? You don't understand it?
No, do you?
No, but I'll tell you, Agatha, it's historical.
You're hysterical.
Marconi discovered the wireless. Edison discovered the electric light. Madame Curie discovered radium.
I thought Greer Garson discovered that.
And Louis Pasteur discovered... What did Pasteur discover, Agatha?
Mad dogs, I think.
Yes, that's right. And now Professor Higgins has discovered the PX-3. I've seen it, Agatha. I've seen it.
All right, you've seen it.
Yes, I've seen it.
And now roll it up and put it on the table and come in and eat your breakfast before it gets cold.
I've seen it.
All right, Mortimer. Put it down on the table. Come in and eat. That's right. Now come along.
I've seen it, Agatha. I've seen it.
Yes, Mortimer, I know.
And Agatha... You know what?
Yes, I know. You've seen it.
Yes.
Now come into the kitchen. That's right.
All right, then, Harold. Come into the dining room and explain it to me.
But I still don't understand why you couldn't explain it to me out on the porch.
Because somebody might overhear me, don't you see?
No, I don't see.
Peggy, the secret play is so secret even the coach doesn't completely understand it. And he's the one who made it up.
Well, if the coach doesn't understand it, how do you know it'll work?
Because I understand it, and I'm the quarterback. It's called a flying saucer, and it'll revolutionize football. Oh, wait a minute. I'll draw it for you. Where's a piece of paper?
Can you use this rolled-up paper on the dining room table?
Okay. All right. Now, look. Here's the line, see?
Uh-huh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay? Okay. Here's the backfield. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay? Okay. The ball is snapped. Hike. The fullback takes it to here. Laterals to the left half. Left half takes it here. Laterals to the right half. He blocks him. And with him as interference, I go around right end. See?
Yes, but Harold, you'll get smeared.
I know, but it's all right because I won't have the ball. See, it's the play of the year.
Oh, golly, Harold, look at the time. Oh, we've only got 15 minutes to get to school.
Holy smoke.
Come on, let's run.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to take this paper with me.
Why?
Why? Peggy, don't you realize the flying saucer's never been written down until now? Coach and I just keep it in our minds. I can't leave a secret play around like this where somebody might see it.
All right, then, take it along, but let's go.
Here, I'll put it in my Latin book. Here we are. The flying saucer. Peggy, I tell you, this play is going to set the world on fire.
Now, I know one thing, and it's not two. When autumn breezes start whipping around outside the door, it's cozy to sit around evenings right in your own home, playing cards, listening to the radio, or maybe reading a book. And you can doubly enjoy yourself if you have a dish of something tasty right at your elbow, where you can dig in and munch to your heart's content. Something like snowy white popcorn, drenched with the delicate, natural goodness of all sweet margarine. Or maybe you'd be more tempted by the rich, warm flavor of salted nuts, that have been dotted with AllSweet and heated in the oven to a wonderful golden brown. Yes, summer, winter, spring, or fall, AllSweet's smooth golden goodness, its delicate natural flavor, bring you all kinds of grand and glorious eating. And AllSweet's mighty nourishing, too. Swift & Company, whose business is nutrition, fortifies every savory pound of AllSweet with at least 15,000 units of valuable vitamin A. Brighten up all your fall and winter snacks and meals with AllSweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
I tell you, Agatha, if those plans ever fell into the hands of a rival manufacturing firm, Mr. Barker would jump out of a window right on top of me.
Oh, dear. Excuse me, Mortimer. It's the front door. Yeah. And now, don't forget, eat your egg.
Yeah, I will, Agatha.
All right, just a minute. Oh, how do you do?
How do you do? Is the head of the house at home?
Yes, what can I do for you?
I mean...
Oh, you mean Mr. Meek. Yes, he's at home.
May I see him, please, if you would be so kind? I have a very important petition I'd like him to sign.
Oh, yes, of course. He's in the kitchen eating his breakfast. I'll tell him you're here. Won't you come in?
Thank you very much.
I hope it won't take long. Mr. Meek hasn't too much time to get to work.
I ask only a moment.
Mortimer! Mortimer, dear! Mortimer, there's a man here who wants to see you.
Eh? What does he want?
Oh, just something about a petition he wants you to sign.
Oh, well, now, Agatha, I can't see him now. I have to go over to see Professor Higgins to give him back his plans for the PX3 before I go to the office. No, I can't see anybody.
All right, don't get excited. I'll tell him. I'm terribly sorry, sir, but Mr. Meek just can't see you this morning. He's too busy. Can't you come back some other... Well, he's gone. Well, that's strange. Mortimer!
Yes, well, what is it, Agatha?
He's gone.
Huh? Well, what if he is? I didn't have time to see him anyway. Where's my hat?
On the chair, right next to the dining room table.
Well, I just exactly enough time to... Agatha, where are the plans?
Hmm?
They're not on the table. They're gone.
What?
With the plans for the PX3 are gone.
Oh, no.
That man that was here. What does he look like?
Why, I don't know. He was just a little man. He wanted you to sign a petition, I think he said.
Yeah, petition, nothing. He was a spy.
What?
Yes, I've got to catch him.
Oh, Mortimer, be careful.
I've got to get those plans back if it's the last thing I do.
Mortimer, maybe he's got a gun.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't care if he has got a gun. I've got to get those plans back. That must be him standing on the corner. Hey, you. Well, wait a minute.
Are you referring to me?
You're darn tootin' I am. I'm Mortimer Meek. Didn't you just call at my house?
Well, yes, I did.
Well, then where are my plans?
Plans?
Yes.
I don't know anything about your plans.
Then what is that you're carrying under your arm?
Why, this is the petition I wanted you to sign.
Oh, yes. Let me see it.
There you are. Now, Mr. Meek...
Don't reach for that gun or I'll plug you.
Gun? I was reaching for my fountain pen so you could sign the petition.
Mm-hmm. Now, never mind that petition, Ruse. The scroll contains Professor Higgins' secret plans, and you stole it off my dining room table.
I stole it? Now, look here.
This is the gun I'm holding in my coat pocket, see? And if you take one step forward, you're a dead man.
My heavens, the man is out of his mind. I've got to get out of here.
Hey, come back here, you. I'm going to turn you over to the FBI.
Help, somebody help. I am being pursued by a...
Come back here, you. Come back, I say.
Mortimer, what's going on here?
Stand back, Agatha. Stand back. I've got to take careful aim.
But, Mortimer...
Now, don't worry, Agatha. I'll just wing him.
You can't shoot bullets with your old pipe.
One, two, three, shake. Mm-hmm. Pipe. Oh, yes, it is my pipe, isn't it? Thank heavens, he thought it was a gun.
Did you recover your plans, Mortimer? That's the important thing.
Of course I did. Here they are.
Oh, good. Now let's call the police so they can catch that man.
Well, I'll take care of that later, Agatha. But right now, I've got to get these plans to Professor Higgins before anything else happens to him.
Or to you.
Huh?
Oh, please be careful, Mortimer.
Agatha, what could happen as long as I'm armed with my trusty old pipe?
Yeah, valuable football play like this is dangerous to carry on your own person.
Oh?
Why, back in 1920, a spy from Burroughs High stole a secret play from us, and it cost us a championship. I tell you, Peggy, I think I better tear it up. Maybe even eat it.
Harold, wait a minute. I just thought of something.
Hmm?
Why don't you let the left half go around right end, and you take the ball?
I don't get it, Peggy. Why?
Then he'll get smeared instead of you, see? In the meantime, you'll take the ball for the touchdown and be the hero.
Oh, Peggy.
Besides, you're the fastest man we've got.
Hey, maybe you got an idea there.
Sure.
I better keep this piece of paper instead of tearing it up so I can show the coach your change. He might go for it.
Oh, I sure hope so.
But, Peggy, if you're thinking about me, I don't mind being smeared.
Oh, but Harold, I don't want you to be taken out of the game every time our team pulls the flying saucer.
But, Peggy, the team's got plenty of men.
I know, Harold, but I've only got one, and I've got to protect my future.
Why, Rutgers, you're right, my boy. You're right. That's a good change in the play.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, there's only one thing worries me, and that's having the flying saucer written down on paper. Yeah, it's dangerous, my boy.
Yes, sir, Coach. I know it is.
I wouldn't want any outsiders to see this. You remember what happened with Burroughs High in 1920?
Yes, sir. I remember it well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose we have to keep it on paper until we have our chalk talk. But just to be absolutely safe, I'd better lock this in my desk.
Good idea, Coach. I'm sure it'll be safe there.
There we are. Safe as the Rock of Gibraltar. Now, remember, son, don't talk this play over with anyone. Not even your mother. Not even your best girlfriend. Don't even talk to yourself about it.
No, sir.
And if you should find yourself talking to yourself about it...
Yes, sir?
Bye, Rutgers. Don't answer.
Let's see. 1420 Gosham Drive. Hmm. I guess this is Professor Higgins' place, all right. Oh, my. That's an interesting picture Professor Higgins has on his front door. I didn't notice that before.
You fool. This is no picture. This is me looking at you through my secret panel.
Oh, are you Professor Higgins?
Yes, who are you? What do you want?
Well, I'm Mortimer Meek, and Mr. Barker sent me to deliver your plans to you.
Come close to the aperture so I can see your face.
Yes. How's this, Professor Higgins?
About that close.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, seems like a civil enough face. I guess you're all right. Come in and be quick about it. Now, where are my plans for the PX-3?
Here they are, Professor Higgins.
Nobody saw these plans, did they?
No, no, sir.
You weren't bothered by spies or anything?
Yeah, well, a man did try to get them away from me this morning.
What?
Yes, but I sent him packing with my pipe stem. I mean, with my trusty weapon. I guarded your plans with my life.
Believe me, my friend, these plans are much more valuable than that.
Yeah.
You are sure you didn't look at them yourself?
Well...
You didn't even peek at them?
I didn't.
All right. Now, let me see those plans.
Yes. There they are, Professor Higgins. As you can see, just as they were given to me.
What is this?
Your plans for the PX-3.
Petition for new distribution and pickup of garbage cans.
That's right. What do you say?
Garbage cans? What do I want with garbage cans?
Oh, but they can be very useful, Professor Higgins, for the disposal of food scraps and so forth.
But I do not want garbage cans. I want my plans for the PX-3.
You mean to say...
Here, take back your garbage cans and give me my plans for the PX-3.
Oh, my gracious, and that man this morning really did want me to sign a petition. He really was no spy.
Of course he wasn't, because you're a spy. You're an employee of some nefarious criminal.
I am not. I'm the employee of Walter J. Barker.
Well, you won't be when I tell him what you've done. I'll call him right now.
Oh, no, don't call him, please, Professor Higgins. The plans must have just fallen off my dining room table onto the floor or something. Yes, I'll get them for you.
You'd better get them for me. Because if those plans are not in my hands in 1 hour, I'll call Walter J. Barker. And when he hears you've given my plans to a rival manufacturing company, he'll fire you.
Oh, my gracious.
Then I'll call J. Edgar Hoover, and you'll be put in jail in solitary confinement for the rest of your life.
Oh, my gracious.
And if they let you out for good behavior, I will personally boil you in oil if I get the chair for it. Do I make myself clear?
Oh, my goodness, Professor Higgins, you're beginning to sound like Mr. Barker.
Go on now, get and take your garbage hands with you.
Gracious. Well, I haven't much of a future to look forward to, but I've certainly had an interesting past.
Say, did you know there's a form of larceny that's perfectly orthodox? Sure, for instance, when the money you save by using All Sweet margarine starts piling up, not pennies either, but dimes, nickels, and quarters, you can appropriate that cash into a private fund just for yourself. Now, we're sure that your ever-loving husband won't mind. He'll probably be so tickled with the savory goodness All Sweet's delicate natural flavor gives to foods that he'll want to give you a reward. And before you know it, you'll be well on the way to a new fall hat or shoes. Of course, All Sweet offers you other important dividends, too. Yes, you'll thrill at the ease and quickness with which AllSweet creams into smooth, even fluffiness. What's more, when you use AllSweet for broiling or frying, the result is always a crisp, even brown, minus the splattering that's so bothersome and annoying. And remember, All Sweet spread generously from crust to crust actually doubles the food energy of a slice of bread. You'll come out way ahead, flavor-wise, nutrition-wise, and economy-wise, when you rely on All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
But Agatha, they've got to be here.
Oh, I don't know where they'd be, Mortimer. I've spent 2 hours turning this dining room upside down. I just don't understand where that paper could have disappeared to.
Oh, well, maybe Louie took it.
No, no, Mortimer. Louie got up before you did. Had his breakfast, took a brisk walk, and
back
to
bed. Yes.
Well, I'd better wake him now. It's almost lunchtime.
Agatha, you don't think Peggy might have taken it?
Peggy?
Yes.
No, Mortimer, I don't
did
see
I
how she...
Somebody mentioned my name. And did I hear somebody mention lunch? Is it ready, Mother? I'll just have time to gobble it down and run back to school.
Yes, it's ready, dear. Honest to goodness, this house is a regular restaurant.
Daddy, why don't you come on in and eat a bite of lunch with me?
And the condemned man ate a hearty meal.
Condemned man? What are you talking about, Daddy?
Well, dear, last night Mr. Barker gave me the plans for a highly secret invention that he's going to manufacture, and I had the plans on this table this morning, and now they're gone. And if I don't find them...
Daddy, did you say you had them on this table?
That's right. The plans for the PX-3.
Oh, Daddy, I think I know what happened to them.
What?
The flying saucers.
Peggy, I didn't put them on any saucer.
Oh, no, it's a football play. Harold was diagramming it for me this morning while you were eating breakfast. He drew it on the back of a rolled-up paper on the table.
No, no, Peggy, that was it.
He's given it to the coach by this time.
Well, I've got to get it back. Give me my hat, Peggy.
Here it is, Daddy.
I've got to get over to your school and get those plans back. Thank you, dear, for the reprieve.
Well, that's all right, Daddy.
Hey, Mortimer, where are you going? Lunch is on the table.
I can't stop now, Agatha. I'm late for school.
Late for school? Oh, Peggy, this is terrible.
What is, Mother?
All this trouble your father's been through has driven him into his second childhood.
Excuse me, are you the football coach?
I'm not wearing this sweatshirt and cleated shoes to teach ballet. What can I do for you, son?
Well, it has to do with football.
Now, don't go any further, son. You're ineligible for football at Civic Center High. 18 is the age limit.
No, I don't want to join the team, Coach. It's just that, well, what I want is so secret that I can't even tell you what it is.
What?
No, I can tell you only this. You have a diagram of a play called the Flying Dishpan.
Flying Dishpan?
Yes, sir. And, well, I'd like to see it, if you don't mind.
Oh, you would you?
Yes. I'm prepared to pay you for your trouble, if necessary.
By Rutgers, the gall of it.
Huh?
The unmitigated gall. Sending a spy right out to my office.
Spy?
What? And with an offer of a bribe. Say, you wouldn't happen to represent Burroughs High, would you?
Oh, no, sir, but I think Burroughs is a fine school.
Oh, you do you?
Yeah, now, Coach, look, please, listen. All I want to do is get the paper you have the diagram of your play written on. You see?
Oh, that's all, huh?
Yes, and then I'll make a copy of the flying soap suds, see? And I'll give you the copy, and then nobody will be the wiser.
I see. Well, I'm very interested in your proposition, Bud. Very interested.
Well, that's fine.
But all my secret plays are locked up in the drawer in that desk there, and I'll have to go out and get the key. Would you excuse me, please?
Oh, surely. I'll wait right here.
Thank you. Yeah. I'll see you in a minute.
Thank you. Yeah, Coach evidently doesn't know that the PX-3 is on the back of that old silly play. Maybe I better just try to get out of this drawer without letting him know. Yes, that's what I'll do. I can explain it to him later. Well, now, this lock shouldn't be too hard to open. Here's a steel letter opener thing right here. That ought to do it. Yeah, just a little more now. I'll have it. I just can't...
I caught you red-handed.
Huh?
I thought you'd pull this stump, and by Harvard, I was right.
Now, listen, Coach.
So you're interested in flying dishpans, are you?
Oh, well, no, sir. The flying garbage can.
How about a flying uppercut? Or perhaps a few flying dishpans. Or maybe you'd be interested in a little flying mare.
Oh!
Now pick yourself up and get out of here, and don't you come back, friend.
Oh, but the plans.
I've sent the plans to my friend Frank Lee in Notre Dame.
In Notre Dame?
I thought he could use a couple of pointers. Now get...
Ooh, yes, sir, I'm on my way.
Look at that man go. By Rutgers, what an open field runner he'd have made.
Gosh, Coach, from what you tell me, that sure was a close call for Civic Center High.
Don't worry, son. That dirty spy from Burroughs won't come around here anymore. I gave him full treatment.
I can't understand how he knew I'd written the play down.
Listen, son, those spies know everything. They've got X-ray eyes and radar ears. Of course, his antenna's a little out of order now.
Where is he now, Coach?
He's either flat on his back at home or on his way to South Bend.
South Bend?
I told him I'd sent the play to Notre Dame to help out Frank Lee.
No kidding.
But it was too close for comfort, my boy. That's why I told you a secret play should never be written down.
Gosh, Coach, you were right. 100% right.
Yes, well, there's only one thing to do. Bring me that steel wastebasket.
Okay, Coach. What are you going to do?
First, I'll get the flying saucer out of this drawer. Here it is. Well, there's only one sure way of disposing of evidence, my boy.
Coach, you mean you're going to burn it?
You've got it memorized, haven't you?
Sure, Coach, but...
So have I.
Gosh.
Well, here goes. Now it's a real secret, my boy. One that we'll carry with us to the grave.
You said it, Coach. To the grave.
Student or mentor, bow as you enter this great hall of learning. There's no dissentor at Civic Center, for you our hearts are burning.
Oh, Mortimer, I'm so sorry. Is that where you want the ice bag?
Yes, it'll do for the time being.
Do you still hear those bells ringing in your head, dear?
No, they seem to have stopped for a minute.
There they go again. Louder than ever.
No,
louder,
Mortimer,
than ever.
No, that's a real bell. The telephone bell.
Oh. Yeah, I might as well answer it. Hello?
Who is it, Mortimer? Mortimer, who is it?
Goodbye.
Mortimer, what kind of a conversation was that? All you said was hello and goodbye.
That's all that was necessary. That was Mr. Barker.
Oh.
Professor Higgins told him I'd lost the plans.
Well, Mortimer, what did he say to you?
Agatha, I don't know you well enough to repeat it.
Oh, my.
But the general idea was that I'm fired.
Oh, Mortimer, I wish I could do something.
Oh, there go the bells again, Agatha. I can hear them just as plain.
No, it's the phone again, dear. I'll get it this time. Hello? Oh, dear. Mortimer, it's the police.
I'm not in. I'm out of town.
Well, he's not in. He's out of town.
I'll be back tomorrow.
He'll be back tomorrow. No. You won't have to get out extradition papers. When he comes back tomorrow, he'll give himself up. I'll vouch for that. Yes. Goodbye.
Huh?
Professor Higgins has sworn out a warrant for your arrest, Mortimer.
Is my bag packed, Agatha?
Not quite, Mortimer. I couldn't finish with you screaming for an ice pack. Mortimer.
Yes, dear.
You're not running away from the law, are you?
Of course not, Agatha. No, I told you I'm just going to South Bend, Indiana.
But why South Bend?
Because that's where the coach sent the flying mare, or whatever he calls it, to the coach of Notre Dame. And I'm going to get that paper back if it's the last thing I do.
Oh, dear, that's the front door.
Yeah, well, whoever it is, stall him off, Agatha, while I finish packing. I've got to get to South Bend to save my honor.
All right, Mortimer, I'll try. Just a minute. Oh, hello, Harold.
Mrs. Meek. Has Peggy come home from school yet?
No, not yet.
The craziest thing happened at school, and I've just got to tell her.
All right, Harold, come in.
Some spy tried to steal our secret football play, Mrs. Meek. The coach had to rough him up. I'd sure hate to be in that guy's shoes. Bet there's nothing left of him.
Well, there's a little.
How do you know?
Your spy happens to be related to me by marriage.
What are you talking about, Mrs. Meek?
Harold, it was Mr. Meek who tried to get the secret play from the coach.
What? But what? Oh, I see. You're kidding, aren't you, Mrs. Meek? That's probably Peggy.
Just a minute, dear.
Are you Mrs. Meek?
Yes.
I'm Professor Higgins. May I come in?
Sure, come on in.
Harold.
Thank you. Where is your husband, Mrs. Meek?
Well,
I've got to see him. I've got to have the secret diagram immediately.
Say, what do you want it for?
It's all right, Harold. He has a perfect right to it.
He has. I don't see why.
Mrs. Meek, I must have it immediately.
Oh, don't worry, Professor Higgins. My husband's on the trail of it. He'll have it by tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning may be too late. A spy tried to get it today.
Yeah, I know it.
Harold, please.
He tried to break into my lab to see if there was another copy there. Luckily, there wasn't.
That's right. The only copy was locked up in the coach's desk at school.
What was it doing there?
I took it there.
Harold, will you please be quiet?
But, Mrs. Meek, we couldn't let it fall into enemy hands.
Who is this boy? Does he work for your husband?
Oh, look, Professor Higgins, this conversation is very confusing.
Wait, isn't that your husband coming down the stairs? Meek,
eh?
Where are you going with that suitcase?
I'm on my way to South Bend, Mr. Higgins. If you just give me 24 hours and I'll have that diagram back.
South Bend?
You mean the diagram's in South Bend?
That's right. No, it isn't, Mr. Meek. We burned it.
What?
Sure, Coach and I burned it to ashes. That was the only way we could keep it safe.
Oh, no.
Oh, Harold.
That's fine. That's wonderful.
Wonderful?
What do you mean, wonderful?
Oh, that's just what I wanted, to have it burned. That outwits all spies. After all, I have it memorized. I intend to go to Washington personally and patent the invention.
Hey, you can't patent that. That was my idea.
Your idea?
Well, me and the coach, and Peggy made a little improvement.
Who's Peggy?
She's my daughter.
Well, how could she improve on my invention, something I worked on for 20 years?
Hey, what are you talking about?
The PX3. What are you talking about?
The flying saucer.
What?
The flying saucer is a football play, Professor Higgins. Harold here wrote it on the back of your plans.
Well, football play. Very clever decoy. Meek, you're one of the cleverest men I've ever met. I've mistreated you terribly, but Barker and I'll make it up to you. You wait and see.
Gee.
Goodness. My gracious.
And you'll probably get a reward in the bargain.
Reward?
Yes. We caught the spy, you know.
Huh?
He confessed.
No.
The garbage petition was a joke.
Ah.
It seems that you frightened him so with that gunplay that he thought it would be easier to break into my lab and steal the model than to try to get the plans from you.
Where?
I caught him red-handed.
Then he was a spy.
Oh, you spotted him all right. Meek, you're an absolute genius.
Oh, Mortimer, I'm so proud of you.
Oh, it is nothing, Agatha. All in a day's work. Come on, Harold. I'll help you really perfect the flying saucer.
Now, it's true that a properly balanced diet can often make the difference between a healthy person and a person who feels just so-so. And that's where All Sweet Margarine can play an important part. Yes, every pound of this delicate, natural-flavored margarine contains at least 15,000 units of vitamin A. And that amount of vitamin A never, never varies. Summer or winter, in Maine or California, when you buy All Sweet, you get the same controlled amount of this health essential vitamin. And did you know that if you live in one of the many states whose laws permit the sale of colored margarine, that you can now buy yellow All Sweet in solid or quartered pounds? That's right. But remember, whether you buy yellow All Sweet or the regular white, always be sure to specify All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate, natural flavor. Meet the Meek stars Forrest Lewis and Beryl Vaughn. Today's script was written by Sherman Marks and directed and produced by Les Weinrott. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate, natural flavor, again invite you to Meet the Meek. This is John Weigel speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.